Hello out there across the airwaves. I'm so glad that you tuned in today. I'm Eric Bennett, one of the ministers of the Pine Top Church of Christ. And what an opportunity we have to study God's Word in such a free and open venue and to have no fear that anyone will be trying to stop us as we endeavor to seek what God has told us to do in His Word. As always, if you have any questions, concerns, or comments, we'd be so happy to hear from you. You can visit our website at www.pinetopcoc.org, or our email is pinetopchurchofchrist@gmail.com. Or if you're in the Lake Cumberland area of Kentucky, we invite you to the services at the Pine Top Church of Christ at 1102 Pine Top Road in Russell Springs, Kentucky. That's in the Windsor community for you that are listening locally. And we have a Bible class beginning at 9 a.m. Central, followed by our worship service at 9:45. Then we usually meet again at 4:30 on Sunday afternoon. However, with the current status and the COVID-19, we're still currently having parking lot services only, and those are at 10:30 a.m. Central Time. We still sing and we pray, and we take the Lord's Supper together, and we study God's Word together. It's all the same. We're just doing it from our car in the parking lot. So there are currently no evening services, only the one service at 10:30. With all that being said, we spoke last month about the power of prayer, and hopefully you've been using that and the great ability that God has given us to speak to Him at any time, and what prayer can do and what it hopefully has and will do for us in our life. Today I want to talk to you about something that a lot of us deal with from time to time, or maybe not, but the feeling of being alone. With people being more isolated, many people may feel alone. Others may think that they can survive on their own without the help from anybody else. The fact is that we can't make it past this world on our own, no matter how we try. And the great thing is that we're never truly alone. And that may be comforting or scary depending on your situation. All of us have unique situations and we go through a variety of things throughout our lives. Maybe you're at a time of sorrow or heartache or pain. Maybe you're at a time of joy, renewal, or birth. But I want you to look at this passage in Romans chapter 8. It's such a powerful and comforting passage in a world of uncertainty when people are lonely and anxious. Some are depressed. And this passage can be such a comfort to them. I wanted to save it for the end of this morning's talk, but I was afraid maybe you only had a few minutes to listen, and I didn't want you to miss out on what God shares with us in Romans chapter 8. Starting in verse 35. Romans 8, verse 35. The Bible says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine, or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." How comforting is this to know? There's nothing out there that can separate us from God's love. It's just on us to accept His love. Look with me in John chapter 14. John chapter 14, starting in verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me." Although this world can be scary and can put a lot of stress and pressure on us, we must hold on to our love for Jesus and know that we're the only ones that can choose to not have that relationship with Him. There's nothing else powerful enough to separate us from Him. Not angels, not principalities, not powers. Nothing can separate us from the love of God and our love for Jesus. Jesus is the only truth that we need. Everything else is merely a mirage or a distraction to that final goal. Earlier in the same chapter of John chapter 14, Thomas is like many of us, and he has a question for Jesus. John 14, starting in verse 5, Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said unto him in this famous passage that we know so good, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." We're in a time and an age, especially here in 2020, that People have the ability to be more connected than ever via technology. You got FaceTime, you got Zoom, you got all kinds of ways, text, phone calls. But one could argue that we're even more isolated and lonely as a whole than we ever have been before. Add in the fact that many of our young children are confined to their homes for larger times than they ever have before, and you can start to see this effect. This is a time where we can't forget about Jesus and reminding ourselves and others that Jesus is there for us even in our toughest times. Look in 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, starting in verse 6. The Bible reads, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care," some versions may say all your anxieties, "upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Well, many may think, well, how can we battle something as powerful as the devil, or something as powerful as a lion? Remember, he has no power except what we allow him to have. That nothing can separate us from the love of God. We're not alone. God will lift us up. We can see this in James chapter 4, starting in verse 6. James chapter 4, starting in verse 6. "But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded." So as we draw closer to God, the devil's going to flee from us. He's going to be like that lion running from us because we have something bigger and better to protect us. Not only does God never leave us alone, he actually leads us. I think of little kids maybe when they're going outside when it's dark and scary out in the yard, or maybe you're taking them to a haunted house and they want the parents to be up front leading them, holding them by the hand, or behind them holding them and protecting them. Sometimes we're just like those small children. We want God to lead us. We see this as Moses is talking with Joshua in Deuteronomy in the Old Testament. Moses called unto Joshua, and he said to him, "In the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people into the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." So you see that even those leaders in the Old Testament needed God to lead them. Jesus does the exact same thing for us, and we see this in the New Testament. He's conquered death. He's given us a way to conquer it through him as well. Look with me in John chapter 10. John chapter 10, starting in verse 4. "And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." And if we continue in that chapter, going into John 10, starting in verse 14. It says, "I am the good shepherd," Jesus speaking, "and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so now know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. There shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again." Today, know that you don't have to be alone. Today, if you aren't a Christian, you're missing out on the joys of a relationship with God, someone you can count on no matter what to be with you anytime you need him, someone that truly has the power of life and death and the power to forgive us of our sins. Please look to his word. You'll see that we need to believe that God is God, that he sent his son, Jesus, here to this earth to die for our sins. He was that good shepherd that laid down his life for us, his sheep, right? After we believe that, after we confess that belief to the world, we have to repent of our sins and to try not to do those things again, knowing that we are human, that we'll fall short, but we have God's love and Jesus' blood to forgive us of those sins. Then we need to be baptized into that death, right? Arising a new creature, fully immersed and arising a new creature to serve God as faithfully as we can until we die. right? And then we have that home in heaven that Jesus has already led the way to, is there waiting for us, where there's no more sorrow, no more death, no more loneliness, no tears, just a wonderful, wonderful place for God's people to be gathered together. I want to thank you so much for listening today. I want us to continue to share this message of God to combat loneliness and to provide others with the wonderful hope that we as Christians have, that we can all lift each other up and know that we're not alone, right? Not only do we have Jesus, but as a Christian, you have brothers and sisters that are not your actual blood brothers and sisters, but they're your brothers and sisters in Christ. Some people that you can rely on even more so maybe than your family or your friends, right? If any time you ever have questions about today's lesson or any of the past or future lessons, we want to hear from you. The easiest way to contact us is via email at pinetopchurchofchrist@gmail.com. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today, and until next week, have a blessed day.